Om Shanti, and very good morning to all of you. Today, we are very lucky to have Brother Swaminathan Bhai to take a lecture for us. He will be conducting the lecture on memory management, which is his specialty. He conducts lectures and workshops and programs in various company, big companies, as well as schools and colleges. By education, he's an engineer. He's also a lecturer in a college. And he's in Gyan since the past 16 years. So I would request Swaminathan Bhai to start his class. Thank you and Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Can I request a response from you? Om Shanti. Good morning. So I consider myself very, very lucky to see all of you, my wonderful divine brothers and sisters from this beautiful planet Earth, right? And thanks to Bab Dada, thanks to all of you also, thanks to Drama, and thanks to Shilu Didiji and Meera Benji for giving me this beautiful chance to interact with you, my dear divine brothers and sisters. Before I start my session on memory, it reminds me of what Baba is also very, very happy to see all of you. And the three comments that always Baba makes when he sees double purusharthi like you is, number one, Baba says that Baba has got this title of Vishwa Kalyankari, the moment Baba sees all of you, correct? Baba ko ye yaad aata hai ki Baba Vishwa Kalyankari hain jab aap bachcho ko dekhte hain. So he says that Baba is very, very happy to see all of you. Vishwa Kalyankari, how do you translate that in English? World benefactor, right? That's number one. Number two, yesterday Shilu Didi was telling, the second thing is, Baba says that whenever he sees this, you divine brothers and sisters from across the world, Baba always makes a statement that, I'll say in Hindi, and I'll request some of you to translate that in English. Baba says, ki aap sabhi Madhuban ke shringar ho. How do you translate that in English? Oh, very good. You're all the decorations of Madhuban. And the third one which I would love to add is, which is very important for me, because I'm very happy to see all of you. Baba says, aap sabhi ko dekkar Bharat ke jo Kumbhakarna hai, wo jaag jayenge. Can you translate that in English? Kumbhakarna, you can use the word Kumbhakarna. Huh? By seeing all of you, the Kumbhakarna of Bharat will get awakened. Is this the right word? Okay. Fine. So, today's topic is a very beautiful topic, and the topic is and something to do with memory. Now, why this memory is very, very important? Because basically, I'm a teacher in Mumbai. You have heard the name Mumbai, right? You all come via Mumbai, many of you. So, in Mumbai University, I teach this engineering and management students. So, whenever I go to a classroom, so, what's it? Slow. You're speaking about my voice? Speed, okay. That's a good sign language, eh? So sister, whenever I go, you can give me that indication, eh? Okay. Wow. It reminds me of one thing, you know, when Dadi Janki ji came to Mumbai, so all the Mumbai BK brothers and sisters were, you know, shouting, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Okay. So Dadi Janki ji asked, you know, the sister, why these Mumbai people are shouting in such a tough voice? So the sister in charge in Mumbai, she told Dadi ji that in Mumbai there's so much of traffic and so much of sound, you know. So they don't listen to each other, and therefore whenever they are on the mobile, they have to shout. So then that particular day onwards, Dadi ji gave a slogan to all of we BK brothers and sisters in Mumbai. And she said, everybody should say, Kam bolo, dhire bolo, meetha bolo, satya bolo, soch ke bolo. So I'm sure this practice of mine will become very good when I meet double foreigners, brothers and sisters. Okay. Acha. So what I was trying to say is, Francis, that when I go to my students, okay, so I always make them this statement that if you want to score very good marks in your exams, you need to have a good memory power, right? But as a student, when I come here, Baba, as a teacher, always says, कि बच्चे मुझे याद करो, ऑलवेज रिमेंबर मी, करेक्ट. सो दिस पर्टिकुलर टॉपिक ऑफ मेमोरी एंड याद इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. ओके, व्हाट आई एम गोइंग टू डू इज आई एम गोइंग टू स्टार्ट दिस सेशन विद अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल स्टोरी. द स्टोरी आई हर्ड दिस मेनी इयर्स बैक इन ज्ञान सरोवर. एंड द स्टोरी गोज ऑन लाइक दिस दैट वंस अपॉन अ टाइम देयर वाज अ किंग. And the king was a very, very wonderful king. He always used to help his praja. So one day he, praja means subjects, okay. One day he declared to all of his subjects that, I'm so happy with you that one particular day all of you subjects can come to my palace and I will keep many things for you, whatever you require. What you have to do is you have to just touch them and that would become yours. But there is only one condition. You can touch any only once, you know. So you need to be very clear what you want to touch and what do you want. You need to set your priorities. So that particular day in the palace, the king had, made arrangements for all requirements. So all his subjects, they started coming to the palace and whatever they wanted, they used to touch that and they used to take them along. After some time, the king saw a very small boy, you know, very happy, bubbling with energy, coming to the palace. So the king was very, very happy to see this boy, you know. And the king thought that maybe the boy may need some chocolates. So the boy went to the chocolate section, and as soon as he saw the chocolate, the boy, what he did, he kept his hand back. Oh. So the king thought that maybe the boy needs ice cream. So the next section was ice cream. The boy looked at that ice cream. No, he didn't take off his hands, you know. Then the king thought that maybe he may require some dolls, you know. The next section was the doll section, but the boy did not touch that also. And this boy kept on walking, and the king also kept on following him. After some time, the king started thinking, hey, this boy requires something, and was I not in a position to fulfill his requirement? After all, what does the boy want? So the boy kept on walking and the king also kept on following. After some time, the king got tired. He called his ministers and said, whenever the boy touches something, please intimate me, I'm tired. And the king went and sat on his throne. And after some time, the king saw the small boy coming and touching the king itself, you know. So this particular boy is not just intelligent, he's very, very emotionally intelligent. Because he understands. What did you understand from the story, brothers and sisters? So if the king is mine, the chocolates is mine, the ice cream is mine, the dolls are mine, the whole kingdom is mine, you know. In fact, that is what exactly we do in meditation. In meditation, what we try to do, we try to touch the source. The source, who is the source? Shiv Baba. It's the source of all, everything. So what we do, we keep on touching that source and everything starts coming to us. So here when we touch Baba, we cannot touch through our physical hands. But what we have to do is we have to touch Baba through our mind and our intellect. And this process of touching Baba through our mind and intellect is what is called as Rajyog meditation. And therefore, this touching process is very, very important. Okay? And therefore, Baba in his murli every day says, Bachche, mujhe yaad karo, please remember me, please remember me. Right? That is the Srimat of Baba. So let's work on this very beautiful dimension of how do I constantly be in touch with Baba, okay? And for that, this memory is a very, very important tool, a technique and a dimension, a domain. So friends, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to name 10 objects and I want you to remember it. Okay, all your notebook, pen, pencil, band. Band ko English mein kya kehte hain? Close, close, hai na? Yeah, ready all of you? Nobody says telling yes. Huh? Oh, that's very sweet, na? So I'm going to name 10 objects and I want you to remember it, okay? Without book, correct. Before I tell you that this one, we are all aware that our remembrance power increases if our mind is very relaxed, if my mind is very cool, if my mind is very calm. But if I take my mind to a state of stress, automatically the power of remembrance, the power of retention automatically reduces, right? Okay, so here we begin. All the best, good luck to you. Number one, okay, tortoise. tortoise, quechua, tortoise. Number two, suitcase, suitcase. Number three, mango. Number fourth, river. Number fifth, ring. My God, you are sitting so seriously as if you are appearing for a very great exam, eh? Now you feel, now I'm very happy to see you, huh? Good. So I want the same smiling face, you know. Baba says, na, chehre aur chalan, eh? Chehre aur chalan, how do you speak in English? Acha, face and behavior, that's good, you know. Okay, number sixth. That is jeweler. 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 Number seventh, accident. Number eighth, orphan child. Number nine, blessings, duaen. Tenth, last but not the least, very, very important, Bab Saman. How do you translate Bab Saman? Same, Bab Saman, okay? Okay, friends, out of these 10 objects, how much you are able to remember, I am not going to ask you. Swami Bhai, thank you very much. Eh? What a nice brother you are. Eh? Sara tension khatam kar diya. Eh? Your entire tension is gone. Nothing to worry. It's always said, don't give tension to students. You know, always transfer the technology. Tension mat do. Technology do. Don't give tension. Okay, but transfer them the technology. I'll transfer this technology to all of you, okay? What I'm going to do, before I transfer the technology, I'll take up the same exercise onto myself, okay? So, we begin. What is the exercise? We begin with A. A ke baad, after A? Little louder? B. B ke baad? Then? Yeah? Yeah? Huh? J. Then? Huh? Yeah? Okay? Huh? Yeah? Huh? Yeah? Yeah? Huh? Classic memory, eh? I'm really impressed. Great. Wonderful, eh? Okay. Now what I want you to do is, I want all of you to tell me your mobile's last two digit number. Okay. In India, we have got 10 digit number. You may have different, but I want you to tell me the last two digit number and we will register the numbers here. At the end of 20, you ask me any alphabet, I'll try to give you the corresponding numbers. And today I'll transfer this technology to you. More important than that is, how do I use this technology to remember Baba? See, that's the application part of it. Okay. So I'll tell you this technology and the application of this technology would be, how do I be in the constant awareness of Baba. Okay, that's our objective of today's session. Okay, so I need one brother or sister who can come here onto the stage and start writing these numbers over here. Who will do that? Someone of you? Anyone? Come, sister. Come. Sister, can you please introduce yourself so that everybody understands?
They know, but Lalita from Japan.
Oh, very good. Right. So I'm very happy to meet you, sister. Okay? Yeah.
Number 9 out of 10.
Acha? Very good. Very good. Acha. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Beautiful. So sister Lalita will help us. Now before we start, just give me 1 minute time. Main abhi Baba ko touch karke aata hu, na? I will also touch my supreme teacher and come back. Give me 1 minute time. Okay. Chalo, we start. We start with you, brother, and we'll go like this. Yeah. Tell me your mobile's last two digit number.
Last two. 47.
Okay. So A, you will write 47. I'll say yes, then we move on to the next number, okay? A is 47. Done. B?
78.
Okay. B is 78. Okay. C? Okay. C is 31. I'll say yes, then we move on to the next number. Okay, C is 31, na? D?
Zero.
Okay, D is 06. Okay, D is 06. E?
74.
Okay, E is 75. 74. Okay, okay. Let me know. I need not change. I shouldn't be changing your mobile numbers, right? So if I don't hear properly, please correct me. Okay, E is 74. Okay. E is 74. F?
76.
Okay, F is 76. Okay, F is 76. G?
95.
Okay, G is 95. Okay, G is 95. Yeah, sister? Yeah? Okay, 87. H is 87. Sister, up bullying? Okay, K, I is 24. Okay, I is 24. Sister? 63. J is 63. Okay. Okay, J is 63. K? K is 88. 80. Sorry, huh? We keep your number intact. Okay. K is 80. Okay, K is 80. L is 59. Okay, L is 59. M? M is 88. Okay, M is 88. Okay, N? N is 91. N is 91. O, brother? Brother who is sitting in the second row?
Oh. Oh.
Okay. O is 01. Okay, O is 01. P? Yes, sister? Okay, that's your name. Number, last two digit number. Oh, 97. Oh, that's which language, sister? Oh, Portuguese. Okay. P is 97. Just hold on. Okay, P is 97. Q? 84. Q is 84. 81. 4. Okay. Q is 84. Okay, Q is 84. R?
34.
Okay, R is 34. R is 34. S, sister? S. Okay, S is 13. S is 13. Last T? Yes, sister?
95
is already registered, sister. Your number is lucky. It's already there. Yes, sister? 77 is not. We take it up. T is 77. T is 77. Okay. Now, in computer, if you type something, you have to save that. Give me 1 minute time. But before that, can we give a thunderous round of applause to Sister Lalita for helping? Thank you, sister. Thank you. God bless you. Okay. Now, give me 1 minute time so that I can save this here, right? Now, what you can do is, you can ask me any alphabet and I will try to give you the corresponding numbers. You can ask me any alphabet, I'll try to give you the corresponding numbers, okay? Now before we start, in English there's a very beautiful proverb. To err is human. Please complete the proverb. In English there's a very beautiful proverb. To err is human. Please complete the proverb. Yeah, right answer. To forgive is divine. It means if any person commits a mistake, error has come from the word error. If any person commits any mistake, he or she is a human being, human. But to forgive that person, if you forgive that person, you will attain a state of divinity. So if you ask me any alphabet, by chance if I miss out with that number, if I make a mistake, please forgive me. Because I am also a human being, okay? So what is the advantage you get? Your mind becomes divine. And the moment your mind becomes divine, all of you would become Bab Saman. Wow, what an easy mechanism, eh? I commit the mistake and you become Bab Saman, okay? So if I commit any mistake, what are you supposed to do? What is the advantage you get? Bab Saman, after you become divine, okay? Now you ask, raise up your hand, ask me any alphabet, I'll try. Okay, C is 3-1. Okay, taliyan end mein bajayenge. Taliyan end mein bajayenge, ko English mein kya kehte? Clap at the end. We'll mix up the all the quota, cumulative quota, we'll do it together. Hein? Okay, yes. Ask me any alphabet. Okay, P is 9-7. Yeah, sister? Okay, R is 3-4. B is 7-8. C is 3-1. H is 8-7. Okay, N is 9-1. Ab taliyan, hein? Now do one thing. You ask me the number, I will try to give you the corresponding alphabet. If I commit any mistake, what are you supposed to do? What is the advantage you get? Bab Saman, very good grasping power, eh? I am really impressed. Now I understand why Baba is so happy to see all of you, eh? Your grasping power is too great, eh? Wonderful. Now ask me the number, I will try to give you the corresponding alphabet. 34 is R. 80 is, okay, 80 you want? 80 is K. And 95 is, okay, 95 is G. 77 is T. Taliyan. Achha, do one thing. You ask me any number, I will tell the preceding one and the later one. If I commit any mistake, what are you supposed to do? Fayda kya hoga? What is advantage? Bab Saman, very good, eh? Now ask me any number, I'll try to do the previous one and the later one. Any number? Nee. Achha, 01. 01, the preceding one is 9-1 and after that it is 9-7. Yeah. Now do one thing. In the first column you ask me any alphabet, I will try to travel horizontal rightwards. Now I'll travel rightwards like this. First column you ask me any alphabet. Okay, D, the right side of the D is 06 and then you have N and then you have 9-1. Yeah. Now do one thing. Last column you ask me any number, I'll try to travel horizontal leftwards. Last column you ask me any number. Last column any number, sister? Last column any number? 13. Okay, 13, the previous one is S and then you have 24 and then you have I. Taliyan. Achha, do you want me to say A to T or T to A? Should I say from A to T or reverse from T to A? Very intelligent, eh? The Bharatvasi also always keeps on telling me reverse itself, eh? Great. So you have told me to do reverse, I will also go reverse. What I am going to do is, from T to A I will travel. 7-7 is 7-7 itself. Then we have 1-3, I will not say 1-3, I will go 3-1. I will also do the reverse, eh? Just check it out. So we go from T to A, it is 7-7. Then it is 3-1, then it is 4-3, then it is 4-8, then it is 7-9, then it is 1-0, then you have 1-9, then you have 8-8, then it is 9-5, then it is 0-8, then it is 3-6, then it is 4-2, then it is, then it is 7-8, then it is, 5-9, then it is 6-7, then it is 4-7, then it is 6-0, then it is 1-3, then it is 8-7, then it is 7-4. Okay. Right? Achha. How many of you want to understand this technology? Raise up your hands. Oh, that's what Baba is very happy with you, eh? I've seen one beautiful quality in all of you, willingness to learn. That is very, very important. Baba always says in its murli that ant samay tak hame seekhna hai. How do you translate that, sister? We have to continue learning till the last breath of our life, okay? Achha, I'll transfer this technology to you today. But if any one of you feel that, you can call me Swami Bhai, okay? If any one of you say ki Swami Bhai can remember 20 numbers and therefore he's a great genius, then you have done a mistake. Because what I've done is, I've just remembered 20 numbers. Okay? What is, we have need to do the transformation, is we have to shift ourselves from a good memory to a powerful mind. In Hindi we say, Achche smaran shakti se shaktishali man ki taraf aana chahiye. Okay, we have to have this paradigm shift from a good memory to a powerful mind. Now Swami Bhai can remember 20 numbers. Why I can remember 20 numbers? Because I know the technology. But is Swami Bhai's mind powerful or not? It's a question mark. There's no guarantee about it. Okay, so we have to focus on this powerful mind. Okay, now how do we shift ourselves from a good memory to powerful mind? It is, for example, you know, many people ask me, Swami Bhai, till what time can you remember this 20 numbers? Okay, which I've told, A is 4, 7, B is 7, A, C is 3, 1, D is 0, 6. Till what time can you remember? Now, it depends upon me. Okay, for example, in a computer, if you go to the internet, you have got two types of files. One is a temporary files, number two is a permanent files. If you want to convert some temporary files into your permanent files, you save it. You create a folder and you save it. Similarly, these 20 numbers, I have now created temporary folders. Now the question is, I can convert it into a permanent folder provided this is of some value to me. Okay. Any computer, if it gets hanged, there could be only two reasons for it. Major two reasons. Number one is excess of information. That is, the C drive, the D drive, the E drive, F drive is full of information. Then there is a probability of the computer being hanged. What is the second reason? The first reason is excess of information in all your drives. What could be the second reason?
Virus.
Absolutely right, sister. It's virus infected folders. These are the two major reasons why a computer can hang. The same thing. If I have an excess of information here in my system, there's a probability of getting this hang. And therefore Baba says, Bache, meethe bache, sweet children, Deh sahi deh ke sarv sambandho ko bhulo. How do you translate that, sister? Forget everything including your body. Right? Or mujhe yaad karo. You remember me. Wait. I'll go slow. What happens? I'll try to be slow. I'll tell in English. Okay. So Baba says, you remember me. Okay. And don't remember all your friends, relatives, including the body. Take it na? So, my dear friends, what happens is, just remembering numbers, it is just a memory bank, a data bank. It will never empower my mind. It is just information. This 20 numbers, what you have told me, is just information. If I keep on remembering this information, what's going to happen? It's going to hang my system. But Baba says, if you want to make your mind powerful, my dear sweet child, you remember me. That's important. But then you'll ask me, Swami Bhai, then why did you do this demonstration with us? Because technology is the same. Application could be different. For example, the wheel. Okay? The wheel, that's a technology. Now the application could be different. It can be used in a bullock cart. It can be used in a tractor. The wheel technology can be used in a cycle. It can be used in an aeroplane. It can be even used for Swadarshan Chakra. Yes. So the wheel is a technology. The application is different. Okay. The same thing, I have used the technology. Now I need to understand that I need to use it to remember Baba so that my mind becomes powerful. How do I do that? Okay. What is this? Mobile. Okay. In this mobile, maximum memory is stored in a card. What is the name of the card? Memory card or the SIM card. Okay. Now, if I take the SIM card from this mobile, what would this become? It would become a box. Dabba. In Hindi, we call it as dabba. Okay, box. So, what I do is, if I take the SIM card from my mobile and fix it up into your mobile, what is going to happen? Transfer of memories. My SMS messages you can read, you can scroll through my contact list. If from Mumbai, if somebody rings me, you will be able to receive the ringtone. Correct, na? So, in a mobile, I'll go slow. What happens? Mumbai sanskars keeps on coming, na? Fast. Okay. I'll not take care. Otherwise, sister's BP will keep on shooting. Which one? Oh. Thanks for reminding Sister Angel. Can I proceed? Yes. Slow, slow, slow. You can take the liberty of correcting me, okay? Yeah. So, in a mobile, the maximum memory is stored in a card. The name of the card is a SIM card, right? Or the memory card. In a computer, the whole of the memory is stored in a place which is called as hard disk. Right? Similarly, now tell me, friends, where did I store the 20 numbers? A is 4, 7, B is 7, 8, okay? T is 7, 7, S is 1, 3, I is 2, 4, R is 3, 4. Where did I store? I hope you understood the question. In a mobile, the whole memory is stored in a place which is called a SIM card. The 20 numbers you told me, where did I store? Okay. This is a very important question because I see many of the kids, when they come from the school to the house, right? Home sweet home. The moment the kids reach the house, what they're going to do? They're going to throw their bags there, the shoes there, and the next day morning they'll start searching for something. So mama is going to ask, my dear child, what are you searching for? And the boy will reply, mama, I'm searching for my right socks, mama. And the mama would reply, boy, please remember, last evening, in which direction did you throw? East mein feka? Did you throw in the east or did you throw in the west? You should know the place, na? Correct? I remember in Mumbai, I was doing a program for the 10th standard students. All the boys and girls were sitting. Then I told them, see, my dear children, in your papa's laptop, you should know your computer games is stored in which drive. In your papa's, papa means father's laptop, okay? So that from that drive, you can retrieve your computer games and you can play. Yes or no? The kids said yes. Then I asked them, okay, before you go for exams, so many formulas, so many equations, so many derivations, where do you store them? So one boy got up and said, sir, dil mein store karte, sir. I store it in my heart, sir. Then I asked him, where did this heart come in between? Then he replied, sir, whenever I go to the examination hall, my heart keeps on jumping and pumping, sir. I said, very cute answer, eh? But then all of you are very knowledgeable people, na? Tell me, where did I store these 20 numbers? Kahan store kiya? Where did I store? Where did I store these 20 numbers? Okay, I'll make the question easier. Baba says, the memories of 84 birth, where do you store it, Baba? Just like we have got a SIM card, every one of us have got a SIM card. Meditation is a technique of activating the SIM card. Okay? S means the soul. We store it in the soul. Correct? You drop a line from here, drop a line from here, meeting point, hypothalamus gland, pituitary gland, in midway, this point of light, point of energy. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. So I have stored all this, not just 20 numbers. It's 84 births, memories has been stored in this point of light. Okay. It's very difficult for the elders to understand. But my small boys and girls, they are able to understand it. Thanks to pen drives. Smaller, 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 so small, right? So I have stored the 20 numbers over here in the SIM card, soul, okay? The moment the SIM card from Swami Bhai comes out, this would become a box. And then if you ring Swami Bhai, then you'll get a very good message. This number is out of coverage area, right? After 1 week, you keep on trying. You'll get a very good message. Okay. This number does not exist. And Swami Bhai Sim goes to a very small child and this transfer of memories. The entire memories gets transferred. Right? Then? Okay. So, this body is the mobile. Right? Atma is the Sim.
And then Baba says the faculties is I is intellect, M is mind, then S is the sanskars. They're the subtle faculties of the self. Okay? So it means my body is the mobile. Mobile means keeps on traveling. Right? Today I'm here. Tomorrow at this particular time I'll be in a place called Sangamner. That's in Maharashtra. The next day I'll be in Mumbai. Okay? So mobile, it keeps on moving. The soul is the sim. Right? Tell me which is the charger? Charger. Body is the mobile. Atma is the sim. Charger. Charger. Yoga is the technology. Ha! Who told Brahma Baba? She passed, her sister is passed. Yes. So, it means body is the mobile. Okay? Keeps on moving. Okay, then the soul is the sim, right? Charger is Brahma Baba. Yeah, Brahma Baba is the charger. Okay, now tell me, which is a charging point? Charging point, Baba. Point, charging point. Soul is the sim. Charger is Brahma Baba, which is a charging point. For example, I'll make it the question easier. You go to a place, you have to charge your mobile, then you will look into that particular bed which is very close to the charging point, so that you can charge. Which is the charging point? Madhuban. Are we are all there in the charging point. Madhuban is the charging point. Very good. So the charging point is, we are all in Madhuban, we are all in charging point. So we keep on getting charged. Right? When you go back to your country, your center becomes a charging point. But the supreme charging point is here. So you need to keep on coming and get charged yourself at least once in a year. Correct? Now, the last question. Now I'll change the question. What is Shiv Baba then? Shiv Baba is the current or the transmission tower. From the tower, the current starts flowing. Yes, you are right. Shiv Baba, the vibrations are the current. But Shiv Baba is a transmission tower. Okay, so what's Shiv Baba? Shiv Baba is a transmission tower. And the vibrations that we get from Shiv Baba is the current. Okay. So this circuit we need to understand very clearly. Right? Swami Bhai, how did you remember the 20 numbers, Swami Bhai? Okay, I'll tell you. Now, once we have understood all these things, now let's try to understand the technology of remembering. Okay? So, Baba says, Yoga means Sambandh. Sambandh means relationship, association. Okay? So, if I want to remember anything, I need to be very clear about the association. Now, how do I do that? Now, listen to me very carefully, okay? One day, we were all moving through a road and suddenly we saw a tortoise. I liked the tortoise very much. I put the tortoise into a suitcase. Then I started moving and suddenly I felt a lot of hunger. What did I do? I plucked an apple from the tree. Mango, sorry, change again. Mango, okay, it was mango. Okay, I plucked the mango from the tree. After some time, I felt a lot of thirst, so I went to a river. After drinking, I saw a ring there. Okay, now let's rewind the story. What did you see in the road? Okay, where did you put the tortoise into? Suitcase. Then what did you eat? Okay. Where did you go? In the river. What did you see? Ring. Okay. Now whether the ring is a gold or a diamond, to verify, I came to a jeweler. Jeweler. You pronounce that way? Jeweler. Okay. He said, you are very lucky today. It's real diamond. The moment you moved away from the shop, you got out from the shop, you saw there was an accident in front of the shop. You are very curious to understand who has met with an accident. When you went to that accident site, you saw that there was an orphan child. So what did you do? You gave that ring to the orphan child and said, you can buy your medicines, everything through this money. And the orphan child gave you a lot of blessings. And with the help of the blessings, all of you became Bab Saman. Talia. Right. Because I knew I'm not going to commit even a single error. 20 numbers. So I saw to it that you will become Bab Saman well in advance. You know, so I created this strategy. Right. Now let's rewind. What did you see while you were going through a road? Where did you put the tortoise into? What did you eat? For the water, where did you go? Inside the river, what did you see? The ring, you took it to a? The moment you came out from the shop, what did you see? Who got entangled in that accident? What did he give you? With the help of the blessings, what did you become? All of you, keep your right hand like this. Keep your right hand like this. Kept it? Now do shabash, shabash, wah, 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 wah. And a very good memory. Pat your back. Ah, what a good memory. Happened? The way you associate it, okay, that is what is very, very important. The moment you associate it, you create a relationship, your memory becomes very, very sharp. Okay? Now, the question arises, how did I remember the 20 numbers? Okay? What is very, very important, brothers and sisters, is our mind, just like a computer, understands a particular language. The computer understands the language of binary, machine language. It is called as zeros and ones. Okay. Similarly, our mind also understands a particular language. What is that language? Is it Hindi? Is it English? Is it Portuguese? Latin? French? Japanese? Chinese? Which language does our mind understand? Yeah. Our mind understands the language of images. It understands the language of images. Therefore, Shiv Baba is a supreme memory trainer. Okay? When he wanted to communicate the concept of soul to Brahma Baba, and it was not that Brahma Baba was not aware of the concept of the soul. He was aware. Because in his lifetime, he had made 12 gurus. Gurus? Gurus. Brahma Baba, in his lifetime, has had 12 gurus. So he was aware of the concept of the soul. But when Shiv Baba wanted to explain to Brahma Baba the concept of the soul, what did Shiv Baba do? Shiv Baba showed him a Sakshatkar. Sakshatkar is a divine revelation, a vision. And Brahma Baba saw that his uncle, was dead. And then there's a point of light, the Atma coming from the center of the forehead, encircling the whole body and then moving away. So Shiv Baba showed Brahma Baba through in the form of images. Okay, Brahma Baba saw the vision of the new world. And then he saw how the old world is getting destroyed. Okay, so all the communication was done through in the form of images. The power of visualization, which we are all aware of it. So what I did was, I also did the same thing. If I wanted to remember the numbers, what I did was, for example, when a small kid goes to the LKG, the teacher teaches that kid. A for apple. So the small boy doesn't understand what's A. Right? But he's able to understand apple because he has eaten apple so many times. So the moment the teacher says A, immediately the picture comes to him and that's an apple. Okay? So what I've done is, when you told me A is 4-7, I created an image of apple and 4-7 also I created an image. Like that, I've created around 1900 images from 00 to 99. 100 images total. So whenever you give me an alphabet, A, and then you tell me any number, I immediately associate, create a relationship between A and that particular number. Baba says, sweet children, you need not remember this 100 images. But what Baba says is, just remember 5 numbers only, which he says 5 swaroop. Roop means image. Swaroop is a Hindi word. Okay. He says only remember 5 images. That's your vision of life. Because this 120 numbers, it will hang your system. But if you remember only this five swaroop, dear sweet children, your mind would become very powerful. That's what Baba says. Now, which are the five swaroop? That's very important. Okay, the first swaroop is Anadi swaroop, Jyoti swaroop. Jyoti swaroop, sister, how do we say? Light. Eternal light. Okay, that is Paramdham. 01 swaroop. Then 02 swaroop is your Devta swaroop. And Devta swaroop is Deity swaroop, yes. 03 is the Pujya swaroop. In English, what do we say, sister? Worthy of worship. Fourth is the Brahman swaroop. Brahman swaroop is Brahman swaroop. And the fifth swaroop is the Farishta swaroop. Angelic, right? Is angelic. Now these are the five swaroop, means images, that we should always keep on being that awareness. And the more the time of this awareness that we have, in last Murli, not this Murli, the last Murli, Baba when he came, automatically started doing the drill. So if you are in this awareness of this five swaroop the entire day, we will be in this, we'll start empowering our mind. So, and Baba always says, Yah man ka exercise karo. Please do this exercise of the mind. Okay. So can we do a little bit of exercise? All of you sit straight. Sit straight. Okay. Then we have the 12 o'clock traffic control. And then if you have any questions, you're most welcome to ask in another 10 minutes. Okay. So when I say 1, 0, 1, and all of you should do like this. It's a swaroop. Jyoti swaroop karo. All of you do like this. Is 01 is a Jyoti swaroop, na? Paramdham. Okay? Are you comfortable? Yes. Number 2 is your Devta swaroop, Vijay swaroop, Deity swaroop. Yeah. Okay? Number 3 is your worship swaroop. You are in temples. So you are giving blessings. Okay? Number 4th is Brahman swaroop, very strong. Baba is there with you, na? So very, very strong. And number 5 is angelic. Ab ghar jana hai. We have to know, go back to our home, sweet home. Correct? So now what I'm going to do is, I'll tell you the number and you have to create that image. 01. Kuch log chamaki nahi rahe. Achche se chamku na. Means sparkle brightly na. Little sparkle, little energy. You should do very fast. Huh? Yeah. Okay. Number 2. So how should your face be? Full of energy. There are some people, lagado. You should be full of that energy and enthusiasm. Feel yourself sitting in the throne and then you're getting the tilak. Number 2. Okay. Number 3. In this particular form, your face should reflect what? Rehembab, mercy. A lot of mercy you should have for the entire world. Right? Number 4th. This is very strong. So our face should be very, very strong. Because in the 5,000 years only we get charged only this time, right? So charge karlo, hai na? As much as possible you charge yourself. And number 5? Yes, tata, bye-bye. We'll again keep on meeting, okay? Now I'll say the numbers and you should create that image there, swaroop, okay? I'll explain to you once again and already the answers are also there. One, you should do like this. No, don't do. I'll tell you. Wait. One second, let us reinforce. So when I say 1, you should do like this. Number 2 is this. Number 3, number 4, number 5. Okay? All the best. Good luck to you. Now I'll say the numbers, you should create that image. Here we go. 1, 5, 3, 4, 2. What are you doing? Bhammam bole. Swami bhai, you should go very slow. Okay, I'll go slow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now can I go for any number in between? If you have got any confusion, look here and there. Huh? But then you should select the right candidate. Huh? Follow the best student. That's what Baba Srimat is. And Baba says follow Brahma Baba. Because he's number 1 student. Okay. I'll go any numbers. Huh? And I'll go a little slow also.
And I'm sure all of you would really pass, okay? 1, 3. Oh, oh. 2, 4, 5. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow, passed with flying colors. Eh? Very intelligent. Okay, so it was a great pleasure interacting with all of you, right? So this is the first stage of how we help young, new people to understand what is meditation, and then slowly we keep on practicing, trying to understand the deeper layers of meditation, okay? But it was a very pleasure to interact with you, and I'm sure all of you would be really blessed with lots of health, lots of wealth, lots of happiness. I'm very happy to see you, particularly this particular year when we are celebrating the Platinum Jubilee anniversary, where our key theme is one God, one world, and one family. So such a beautiful family across the world. Okay, we are all children of Baba, and they're all waiting to get Baba's love and Baba's so much of purity. And I'm sure you are those beautiful messengers of Baba who move across the world. Therefore, we at Bharatvasis are extremely grateful to you. We are extremely obliged to you, and certainly we are very, very proud of all of you to have such wonderful, intelligent, my dear divine brothers and sisters. So thank you very much. Om Shanti. It's 12 o'clock. So we'll wait. Okay, if you have any questions, you're most welcome to ask, or otherwise, okay. I'll give you my email ID. If anyone of you would love to interact with me, you're most welcome. My name is Swami Bhai. My email ID is E for elephant, V for victory, SWAMI. Okay. @gmail.com. Okay, I'll repeat it once again. It's E, all small letters, E, V, S, W, A, M, I, @gmail.com. Now, this is not just for asking questions to me, but in case if you have got a better version, and if you can interact with me, please do transfer it to me so that I can, you know, activate Bharatvasis also. Thank you. Om Shanti. Thank you very much. We can have 5 minutes for any question answer session, sister. Do we have the time? I think, huh? We'll take 5 to 10 minutes if you have any interaction to do. Yeah, please, Sister Lalita.
You said that when the SIM card goes out of you, your mobile will become just a box, and the SIM card will go to another box, and the memories will go. But what happens is that the memories are not there. I mean, they're very, very subconscious, right? Because when the new soul interacts, it doesn't remember anything. So when you say that all your data gets transferred to the other soul, what exactly is happening, and how much is that soul remembering?
Okay, that's a very good question. I see, off late for the past around one and a half years, we have been working with now this is another beautiful project from the Brahma Kumaris. We have called this as in last Baba's Murli. Baba was told about this particular project from the medical wing. It is called as the Divine Garbha Sanskar Program. Garbha Sanskar means this is a program for those expectant mothers. Okay? So we have been working with expectant mothers for the past 1.5 years, 1 year approximately, 1.5 years. And after doing a little bit of research, now this particular project has been accepted by the Yajna also. Now what we have seen is, you know, the Atma enters the baby. It enters the womb of a mother approximately. Now I'll quote that gynecologist. The name of the gynecologist is Dr. Shubhda Neel. She is MBBS MD in the field of gynecology. Her research says that approximately 3 to 4 months, the Atma enters the womb. Okay? And then the moment that Atma enters, from that time onwards, the Atma is able to have all perceptions. Many times Baba in the Murli says ki chote bachcho ka organs chota hota. It means the organs are small, and therefore the baby is not able to express. But when the baby moves, comes out from the womb of the mother,
In fact, at that time, it is able to remember all the past memories, okay, of the previous birth. And you might have noticed, how do you come to know about this? Many times you place the baby all alone. The baby sometimes is so smiling, so cheerful. And after some time, you see the baby becoming very serious, although the external conditions remaining the same. So we can come to the conclusion that small baby is able to recall the past memories. Okay. So the good memories, the baby comes and the baby is very, very happy. But because the organs are very small, the baby is not in a position to express itself. Okay. Now, after some time, what happens? For example, if you ask me, I do a lot of memory training, but if you ask me, Swaminathan, last week at this particular time, what did you do? To be very frank with you, I'll say, Baba, I've got not much idea about it. I don't recall last week, last Sunday, if there is anything specific. But then if you ask me, okay, how was the Platinum Jubilee anniversary of Mumbai when Dadi Janki Ji came? Then I'm able to remember. Right? So, only those memories becomes more or less permanent when there is some emotions connected to it. The emotions should be connected. If there are no emotions connected, what happens is, last Sunday there was not much emotional connection, so slowly the temporary folder slowly gets merged. And I'm not able to recall. So leave about my past birth. I'm not able to recall even last week Sunday, what did I do? Right? Because it's already merged. Okay. But then there's some memories which I can recall which has got lot of emotions. For example, Dadi Janki Ji, when Dadi Ji came around 2 months back for Platinum Jubilee. So I am able to recall because there's a lot of emotions connected with that memories. Therefore, it is stored there. The same thing happens with the babies. What happens is, those memories which has got not much emotions, it gets merged. But then some memories which has got emotions, it starts getting onto the surface level. And therefore, there is a concept which is called as past life regression, PLR. Okay, PLR is a scientific study in the West, many of this. In the US, UK, it is considered as a science. In India, the good news is the Baroda University has approved this as a science for alternative therapies. And I remember I met a doctor, he's a good friend of mine. So he does this past life regression. So I interact with him a lot. So one day I had time, so I told Dr. Saab, can you take me to my past life? So that I want to experience it all by myself. Then he said, Swami, basically we take people to past life only when they have got some emotional disorders. For example, some people, for example, I met a doctor who had a lot of phobia in climbing the lift, She will never travel in a lift. Aeroplane, the moment she sits, unless the aeroplane touches the ground, her BP is very high. Although she is a doctor all by herself. So this past life regression is done only for those people who has got some phobia, some kind of a fear associated, because it's a therapy in itself. I told I want to take myself to the past life, although I do not have any of the fear of that sort, but just for academic interest, can you take me to the past life? And he was very happy. He took me to the past life. And then he told, since you are a BK, Swami Bhai, I will not just take you to the past life, I will also take you to the future life also. Then that's better. You take me to the future life. And he did me for the both. He took me to the past life, and good news is, in one of the birth, I was there in one of your country also. So good news, eh? I traveled, and I saw myself as a very small girl wearing a skirt, and then the doctor kept on asking, do you want to know which country? I said, yeah, please tell me. And then the doctor keeps on giving me the question, and then the folders keeps on opening. And then I found myself in the country of UK. And then slowly after some time, he took me ahead, then I saw myself a very beautiful girl, everything I could see myself. So that was a very beautiful experience. Then he said, do you want to understand some of your emotional disorders? I told, yeah. Then he took me to the past life. In one of the birth, I saw myself as a freedom fighter and getting myself crushed to death. I got myself, killed there. So I took around 3 or 4. Then I told, enough, now you take me to the future. There is no point in going to the past. You take me to the future. So he took me to the future. And then he said, what do you want to see? I said, main satyug mein kya hunga, mujhe zara batao. Then I saw myself in a, good palace. And at that particular scene, I saw myself that one very big king is coming to meet me. And then I saw, I'm going out, and the king is there, and that, I'm not the king. I did not see myself as a king too. Let me be very honest with you. Okay? But I saw myself as a good friend of that king. I am getting the news that the king is coming. And as soon as I got the news, I went away. My palace was also okay. I went out and then I received the king. The king was in total beautiful. Then he's a good friend of mine. Then he's coming. Okay, that was a scene I could see. Okay, then he said, Swami, it depends upon your emotions till what level you can go. And it differs from person to person. It's your emotional connectivity. For example, in a laptop, if you touch any, if you want to open any folder, now you have to take your mouse, touch that folder and the folder opens. The same thing, we use that emotions to touch that folders and the folder opens. So it is just out of academic interest I was doing this. So the memories are there. Baba says 84 births. In fact, many of you might have read that particular book, okay, Dr. Brian Wise. Many Lives, Many Masters. Okay, and the patient's name is Sam. Some of you have read that book. And the patient's name is Catherine. How many of you have come across this particular book, Many Lives, Many Masters? Some of you who are hearing for the first time? Some of you, I'll just give you a reference since it's a very beautiful book and you can go through it, that particular book, sister. This particular patient, Catherine, she comes to Dr. Brian Wise. And this Dr. Brian was an expert doctor who goes through this regression. It was not past life regression because Dr. Brian Wise never believed on past birth. He just used to take that particular candidate or the patient to the childhood memories. Only till the childhood memories. And there were some kids there where the childhood was a lot of traumatic, so it gets reflected in their personalities later on. But when Dr. Brian Wise was doing this regression to Catherine, Dr. Brian Wise got surprised and shocked when Catherine started speaking something of the past birth. And Dr. Brian Wise stopped that particular then and then asked Catherine, what are you speaking about? And Catherine said, I do not know what I am speaking about. Then it is written in that particular book, then Dr. Brian Wise understood that in the Hindu mythology, they speak about past birth. So let me study this past birth. And then he studied this past birth and again got Catherine go to the previous birth. And in that particular book, more than 60 births Catherine was able to go. I don't remember the exact numbers, but this was the number. And in one of the births, Catherine, okay, was a student of Dr. Brian Wise. So Dr. Brian Wise was a teacher and she was a student in one of the births. So we keep on meeting each other. It's a beautiful eternal journey. And therefore these days, past life, all these memories has been recorded as a medical history. In India, there is a hospital which is called as, it is a NIMHANS Bangalore. That is called as National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosurgery. When I was going through that research papers, I was very happy to understand that they are doing research onto twins. Twins means in the past birth, they were twins. They got killed at the same time. They died at the same time. And this birth also, they're twins. So past birth, twins. Leaving the Atma, leaving the body the same time and both the, soul moving at the same womb. So NIMHANS I was seeing research papers of twins. Previous, then this birth also. So we actually carry forward a lot of memories. Therefore Baba says, Ant Mati So Gati. Okay, I'll just take 2 minutes with you. Why this divine garbha sanskar is of a lot of importance. Okay, now just to give you a reference, suppose if you are staying in Japan and suppose if you are looking out for a house in Mumbai, so you say now Japan Seva is over, now let me help Swami Bhai in doing Seva in Mumbai. Okay, sister, so you come to Mumbai, but before you shift yourself to Mumbai, you will say, Swami Bhai, I want a house which meets my standards of Japan. I need my house to be very clean, neat, some good standards. Only when you get a house, accommodation, then only you'll shift from Japan to Mumbai. Otherwise, he will not shift. The same thing. Same thing. Any soul, when it leaves a particular body, it will look out for the same level of vibrations. Because for that Atma, that mother's womb is the home sweet home. So if the soul is very, very pure soul, it will look out for a womb which is very, very pure. It will look out for that. Right? So what we are trying to experiment with expectant mothers is before the soul enters, if the expectant mother understands Baba and gets all the vibrations of Baba and if the mother is able to make herself pure and if she is able to, pure the womb through the vibrations, it will attract more pure souls Right? So this is the logic that we are trying to apply. And when we put it across to the medical wing, they were very, very happy with this particular project. And now we have already, we have prepared the entire kit with us. Okay, we are now translating in different languages. And we are preparing the protocol of it, which would be submitted to the medical council of the country. So if anyone of you are interested, you can just give me a mail. I'll be very, very happy to share with you all those details of this Divine Garbha Sanskar program. Okay. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.